are going to Carolina, and these are our final thoughts. Mike, what's at stake?
Well, a lot of things are at stake, but I'll start with the playoff picture in the NFC. If you're the Packers, you don't want to lose this game and fall two games behind Carolina, plus the tiebreaker in that race for the number one seed if you want the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC to go through Lambeau Field. But the other thing I'll say that's at stake is the Packers need to get their mojo back. That performance last week in Denver on both sides of the ball was regrettable. Don't let one bad performance beat you twice. Make it the aberration and get back to what you do.
The Packers' reputation is at stake. They're number 28 in total yards on offense, number 27 in pass. That's not Packers football. That's not their reputation. The passing game has been this team's calling card, and number 27 is just not Packers football. Mike, your player to watch?
I'll go with Randall Cobb. He called himself out this week. He said, I need to do more. I need to help this team more. I need to make more plays. Cobb did the same thing last year after that bad offensive performance in Detroit early in the season. He called himself out. He rebounded. He started to play like the Randall Cobb we know. I think Randall Cobb is a player to watch in this game.
My player to watch is Aaron Rodgers, and it's just because he's the man. He is the star of this team. As he goes, so goes this team. Last week he threw for 77 yards in Denver. And that's not Aaron Rodgers football. So if this team is going to rebound, and it will,
yeah,
this is too good a football team to play as it did in Denver. But this team won't really rebound fully until Aaron Rodgers is making those big numbers again, and I hope it's this week. Mike, the Packers win if they stop the run.
I knew you were going to say that.
But there's more to that than just stop the run. They've got to stop Cam Newton from running. They've got to make Cam Newton be a passer. He's a 54% passer, 78.1 passer rating. But he's a 4.5 yards per carry guy when the ball is under his arm. I want the ball in his hand, throwing it, not under his arm, running with it.
All right. And I will say the Packers win if they convert on third down. Last four games, Packers offense on third down has been 33% or less. Kind of hit almost rock bottom against Denver at 2-for-8, 25%. As you talked about before, this isn't Packers football. This isn't the offense. Convert on third down. Get to more plays. Get deeper into the playbook, into the game plan, like Mike McCarthy's been talking about. And I think the Packers get back on track. With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts for now, but stay tuned during Sunday's game in Carolina for your quarter-by-quarter updates in the Packers.com blog. Also, Ask Vic Halftime. Send in your questions. After the game, we will live stream the press conferences of head coach Mike McCarthy and quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Larry McCarron will also have his one-on-one with the head coach and all the rest of your post-game stories and videos on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.